heated seats and park assist package for only $26,987. Or drive out with a 2014 Jeep Cherokee Latitude with a V6, 9-speed automatic, backup camera, and more for only $23,987. Come see me, Todd Bowers, at Moore Motor Sales just west of Carroll on M81, or shop the web at themooreautogroup.com. See you soon.
From the bathroom to the home office, a custom entertainment center, or a fabulous new kitchen, D&M Cabinet Shop has the experience and quality craftsmanship you deserve. They understand your expectations and deliver your dreams. Your home is important. Let D&M Cabinet Shop change dull to exciting. Call D&M Cabinet Shop at 989-479-9271. Check them out on the web at dnmcabinet.com or stop by the shop at 5230 Purdy Road near Ruth.
Speaking of exciting, help us cheer on our team.
Mic check 1-2.
Go Bearcats!
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Nico grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network with Clark Ramsey and John Mooney for the game of the week, Brown City at Ubley in the Greater Thumb East Conference of the East Division. JV game just wrapping up here. The JV of Ubley's really thrown it to Brown City here. Final score is going to be 66-34 with 3 seconds left. Ubley, JV has been rocking all season long.
As far as I know, they haven't been beat yet. And they weren't beat tonight. 66-34, the Brown Devils go to the defeat of the Ubley Bearcats.
You love calling them the Brown Devils, don't you?
You know, why do I do that?
Well,
it should be the Green City Brown Devils, right?
Needless to say, Brown City Green Devils doesn't really make sense. Here's a fun trivia question for you. What is, all right, Brown City?
Brown City.
All right, Brown City.
All right.
As you're driving into Brown City, there's a billboard there with all their organizations, civic organizations, okay?
Now, you know, you've got one on me already.
All right. But what is Brown City known for?
Brown City is known for the Amish.
Well, yes.
They kind of, you know, yes. Wheel into town and
Okay. All right. Yeah, you're onto something there. You're onto something there. What are they the home of?
The home of the
modern RV.
You don't tell me it's horse drawn.
No. But I talked to a native of Brown City about this. Erica Parr, now Kleinet, teacher at Harbor Beach.
Okay.
And apparently there was a factory there that produced RVs for a long, long time. Back in the day when RVs were brand new.
They have an RV yard just south of Marlette, which is not that far from Brown City. That makes sense.
But there you go. Brown City, home of the modern RV.
The modern RV.
You heard it here first, folks, or maybe second if you're from Brown City.
And, of course, that's been a staple business since the 19th century, right?
Yeah. Yeah. The interstates were glorious before Eisenhower, let me tell you.
What's the power of your engine? Okay, two horses.
That's enough of that. Let's talk about the Brown City Green Devils now. They're 6-7 overall after starting out the season at 3-1. They're 2-3 in league play, currently in fourth place in the Greater Thumb Conference East Division. Brown City is coached by Anthony Troshak. You might recognize this name as the former coach of Caseville in years past. Troshak's squad of Green Devils are currently on the receiving end of a three-game losing streak, though, dating back to January 23rd, their last victory. As far as offensive production goes, Brown City breaks the half-century marks on average. On offense, the Green Devils score nearly 52 points an outing while giving up 48 despite having a sub-500 season average. The technical average for Brown City sits at plus 3.6 points. On the road, the Green Devils have found three of their six victories of the season, going 3-2. Brown City sees their offensive production improve on the road, mind you, all the way up to 56.8, while their defense gives up only a half a point more at 48.8. So the margin of victory increases for Brown City on the road up to 8 points. However, when these road games take place in divisional play, Brown City is only 1-2, and the average margin is nearly dead even. In divisional away games for the Green Devils, it is 52 points for the Green, 52.3 points for everyone else, a third of a point disadvantage. Now, John Mooney, it seems like you're seeing the Green Devils every other game going on here. Take it away.
Well, at least a couple games. This is the second meeting between these two squads. Coach Anthony Troshak's his Green Devils, and I will never get that wrong again.
Green Devils, all right.
The Green Devils, they've fallen recently on hard times. That is true. It seems like we can pinpoint it right to January 23rd. Now a little bit before that, the 21st. That's when they were up at Harbor Beach and lost a one-pointer, a heartbreaker.
61-60. Yeah.
I mentioned the 23rd. That was a gimme against Memphis. And after that, it just seemed like everything just kind of fell for them. They lost at Bad Axe fairly convincingly. The last week was absolutely horrendous for them. They lost to Sandusky on their own home court, as well as Marlette on the also last week. Well, I'll tell you what. They do impress at times, and I'll tell you what, this is a very dangerous team to have kind of like behind our back to the walls. They do boast a very formidable outside attack in the persons of senior guards Jeffrey Randolph, Justin McPhail, Austin Hoff. Let me tell you, folks, these kids can shoot, and not just shoot, they can make. I would look for the sophomore pivot, Caleb Muxlow, to work low, pop out for a tray every once in a while. One of the things about Brown City, they're always known, at least for me, is they're known as a second-half team. But tonight, against this switching kind of a defense they're going to be facing against Ubley, they cannot wait to afford to wait too long to kind of get there or make their move. They fall behind early. They make comebacks, and their comebacks are very convincingly. Only the last few times out, it hasn't worked. They need to go back to work. This is a talented team. It's senior-led. So watch out, folks. This could be an interesting game that Ubley is going to find very, very difficult.
I do apologize, folks. Brown City is actually 1-1 on the road this season. And especially one interesting thing, though, is when the only loss, of course, is 60-61 on the road. When you take it to league games, when they win, which has been two of the times, they win on average 68-54 by 14 points. When they lose in league, it's by 2 2/3 of a point, 46.3 to 49 points.
Something else is kind of weird about when these two teams get together. The last time they faced each other was January 9th, and that was an overtime slugfest that Brown City came out with, 76-71. And as I look up and down this lineup, there's a whole slew of kids that were on the bench that also scored, too, you know, for both teams. So this could be a wild affair.
The Green Devil Tails start out the season at 3-1, only losing to Almond by 2 points, 52-54. But since that point, Brown City likes to do things in pairs. Lose two, win two, lose one, win one each, but then most recently lose three. In the past five games, Brown City has seen their offensive production fall every game from 60 against High Reach to 59 against Memphis, 53 to Bad Axe, 42 to Sandusky, and most recently 37 to Marlette.
Holy cow. that's tough competition, though, right there.
Yeah, absolutely. They're currently on a three-game losing streak, now seen as 16 days. Tonight is the only road game in six games for Brown City. The next three are at home, followed by alternate home and away games for the rest of the regular season. Coming up in a week, they host first-place Harbor Beach in Brown City, but then the Green Devils have to play at Sandusky as well as at Marlette. You're tuned to the WLEW Sports Network. We are 9 minutes away from tipping off from Ubley, Michigan on the WLEW Sports Network.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowance.